The parish priest of St. Peter's Catholic Church, Osu Reverend Father Dominic Amegashite, has asked religious bodies to support the Osu children's rehabilitation and remand home to supplement what government provides. He said most people normally think negatively about the center and refuse to contribute to the well-being of the inmates. Reverend Father Amegashite was speaking at the inauguration of a borehole by Council 71, Court 63 of the Knights and Ladies of Marshall in Accra. He has a report by Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam.
The Knights and Ladies of Marshall is a Catholic-friendly organization which was founded in 1926. The organization seeks to engage in charitable works and support the activities of the church in terms of evangelization. Reverend Father Amegashi noted that the remand center cannot afford to take care of the inmates without the help of civil society as well as religious bodies. He therefore called on all to donate to the center in order to make life easier for the inmates. Inaugurating the borehole, Reverend Father Amegashi said the Knights and Ladies of Marshall decided to support the center with the borehole because the inmates suffer whenever there is water shortage. He expressed the hope that the borehole will help the center in many ways.
The benefits that they get from the government is very, very, very low. For that reason, they rely on charitable institutions or benevolent institutions like the Catholic Church and other organizations as well come here to support. My appeal to individual institutions, churches, is that they should always remember the remand home, the correctional home here in Osu and support them. Inmates here have been going through a lot of difficulties when there is water shortage, at times moving on the streets with buckets. In that regard, we decided to help them to construct a borehole so that they will be free here and happy.
The general managers of the Osu Children Rehabilitation and Remand Home of the Department of Social Welfare, Georgina Mensah, expressed appreciation for the gesture.
You need water for cooking, bathing, cleaning and everything. And we have a challenge in this area. Water flows when you are lucky once a week, sometimes 3 weeks it wouldn't come. So having this switch where we can get water each day, for us is a blessing. We are grateful to this group.
Some inmates expressed how they feel about the borehole.
So the whole it has helped us. Like if you are looking for water or something, you can come and fetch some. So it has helped us. So we are happy they have come and dig holes for us.
The borehole has helped us because we were not getting regular water supply. We will use the water from the borehole to do everything. They have done well.
Views of some inmates ending that report by Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam.